Good morning. Welcome. Come on in. Happy Wednesday. Come on in. Let's do Ask Me Anything today. We have had big excitement going on inside the membership this week with the Why Did I Eat check-in just went live yesterday. And I will tell you, I have ways of knowing things. I went this morning, right before this call, actually. We have got thousands of members inside of this here membership. And I went and looked at the Why Did I Eat page to see how many of y'all have visited that page. And yesterday, only 235 of y'all went. Y'all, this is an amazing new resource. I want y'all all checking it out. This month is all about, I want your feedback. I want to know what you think about it. I want y'all to try it. I want y'all to use it so that we can improve it after this month, because I want to make sure that we've got, y'all are getting weight off this month, doing all the things. I'm so excited about it. So, thank you, Mary. I know I told my husband right after this call, I got to go get my bangs trimmed a little bit, because now I'm gonna have to go more often because it's bangs, and I don't like them all the way down to my eyes. So my husband was like, "You just went." I was like, "I know. I'm gonna have to go more. I'm gonna have to go more just for a few minutes, getting trimmed up." Okay, so this is a true Ask Me Anything. This month, what are we focused on? If you look at the Corinne 365s, we are really focusing on the basics, enough, hunger, all of those things, so that you can kind of double down on those things. Notice when you don't follow doable hunger. Notice if you're avoiding planning. Notice if you're going off plan, all of those things. So you can use the Why Did I Eat check-in as much as possible. So the Why Did I Eat check-in basically replaces what we did have the discovery worksheet. So the discovery worksheet has been replaced by the Why Did I Eat check-in. Now, the discovery worksheet, if you like paper and you like filling it out, it is still on the website under resources and helpful worksheets. Okay. There you go. All right. Oh, sorry, MJ. I did not eat yesterday except my meals. I know y'all need to overeat so you can use this. No, I'm just kidding. Seriously, y'all don't have to overeat to check it out or eat off plan to check it out. Go look. You need to understand how to use it. So you just go on the page. I mean, I guess I could pull it up and share my screen and show y'all how to use it. We could do that. I mean, that would be fun, right? Let me pull it up and then I'll pull it up and then we can look at it together. We'll look at it together. I think, let's see. Can y'all see the No BS homepage? Tell me in the chat. Y'all can see the homepage? Okay. Now, you are going to go. Oh, good. 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 Yay. I love it when technology acts like it's got some sense and I can figure out how to work it. Yay, MJ. Okay. So you're going to come over to courses and you're going to go to this month in No BS. Okay. And then look, April 26, 2026. Why did I eat check-in? Here is all the information that you have about it. So this is how you do it. The explanation, everything is here. Go to the check-in. You can click the link here, or you can go right down here and do it. Pick the option that sounds the most like what happened. Get our quick tip, ask coaches prompts, and best resources in the membership. No guessing, no starting over, just your next best step. That's it. Okay. Then what are we doing this month? All the 365s are, doing all of that sort of stuff like that, like I just talked about. So what you do is go to the Why Did I Eat check-in. Going right here. Step two is pick what sounds the most like what happened. Okay. So I've been answering emails. I've already answered a whole bunch of I keep overeating at night questions. So I know I'm a person who overeats at night. It says don't do it in the heat of the moment of an overeat. That's right. You can get some space. Really, you can do it anytime. But a lot of people feel like if you don't do it in the heat of moment, then you can't go back and do it later. You 100% can. Some people like to do it right after. Some people don't. So you do what works for you. So we just did this overeating at night. So then I didn't eat enough during the day. I saved for later. Maybe that was you. It's my only quiet or relaxed time. I'm stressed, bored, lonely, or tired. It's just a habit after dinner. I'm trying to stay awake or can't sleep. I ate to feel connected. my partner brought me food and I didn't want them to feel bad, or none of the above. Like, none of these sound like what just happened. So usually this is what it is. I'm stressed, bored, lonely, or tired. So then it brings you straight to this page. I overeat at night. You overeat at night, because, and it gives you a little blurb about what could be happening. And then here is just quick advice. You can just read this and get a little quick advice from a coach. So all the coaches worked on the writing of these pages. So one of the coaches wrote this just for y'all. And then we've got ask coaches prompts. Okay. So you can copy this. The last time you ate at night out of stress, boredom, loneliness, or fatigue, what were you really hoping the food would do for you? And you're like, oh, that's a good one. I want to answer that one. So I'm just going to copy this, copy it, take me to ask coaches. I'm going to, eating at night. And then I'm just going to paste this right here, right? I'm going to paste it here, and then I'm going to answer the question. And then you just put your answer here, and then you just submit your question, and then you can go back to the page and look for our best resource. Some of them only have one resource, some have multiple resources. You just click around and work whatever. But this one seems very appropriate. Why you eat when you're stressed, tired, or burn out? It's a very appropriate resource for this page. Okay. You can answer all of the Ask Coaches prompts, or just pick one that kind of resonates with you. Let's see. Oh, you're welcome, Jean. Where will it be after April? It will live under resources. Yeah. So after it'll live under resources after this month in No BS. So you just go there for now, and then it's resources. Another thing I want to say today is, if you remember back in the way back day, January, we did a launch and we invited women to come and join the membership. Well, today, those No BS babies, they're not No BS babies anymore. They're No BS teenagers, have been unleashed into the membership. So they are full-fledged members. We've been keeping the website locked down for them since January when they joined. We have been kind of spoon-feeding them a little information at the time, and now they are here. So we may have some on the call with us today. And I'm super excited to have them join us. You'll start to see them in the Facebook group. So all of us oldies but goodies, we need to make sure that we welcome the newbies, okay? And so just welcome to all of them. So I'm super excited to have them with us, and you'll be seeing them around in the Facebook group. So there's that. So I want you to use this Why Did I Eat check-in as much as you need to this month. Email support at pmptribe.com. Click the blue question mark on the bottom of any page, or just hit reply to any email we ever sent you. That's how you get to me. I built this whole thing out. I built all these web pages. So every time you click on one of those 49 web pages, I built those with my little fingers. All my little, like right there, I built them in my arthritic. I have arthritis and it did hurt my finger a couple times. But you know what? I'm good. Built 49 pages for y'all. So I am the one that will be fixing any issues. I am the one that will be adding any pages, all of that. So make sure you email me so that I can get your feedback. 'Cause we in No BS, we are always wanting to improve. And so I've got 23 members I'm working with right now. We released it to them early, a few days early. They've been going through it. They had given me some feedback over last weekend. That's why we didn't release it over the weekend. On Monday, I went back through all 49 pages. I implemented that feedback. So I am just going to be improving it throughout the month. And then in the coming months. So make sure, if you've got feedback for me, I don't live in Facebook so much, but make sure you get me an email, because that's where I live, and I can make sure to make notes. And then, if I'm getting the same feedback over and over again, I want to make sure I make that improvement, because it's important. This is y'all's tool. It's y'all's tool. It's not my tool. It's not Corinne's tool. It's your tool, and it needs to fit your needs. And so that is my job, is to make sure that it fits your needs. Okay. So you make sure, email me, because I don't want it to get lost in Facebook. You might have an amazing suggestion for me, something that could be a game changer for this entire membership, and it gets lost in a comment in a Facebook post. But if you email me, I will get it and I'll be able to implement that change. So, yeah, I'm so excited. So, without further ado, let's get to the questions. So, because this month we are really just focusing on doable hunger. Am I hungry? Let's lose some weight. Let's l use this tool and lose some weight. Okay. That is what we need to do this month, because there's not like a course focus this month and it's all about using that. Go to the bonus courses page, look at some of those bonus courses and see if anything, maybe you want to look at something else. You could go back through Start this month. Use those tools, those courses, if you want to. And then, try to implement some stuff and then use the why did I eat check-in. All right. So we only have three questions, four questions. Y'all get the questions. Can you consider adding I drank alcohol or soda? I'm using I ate when I wasn't hungry. Yeah, go ahead and email me that so that I can collect everything in one space. And so, because I want to make sure I capture everybody's suggestions. The problem is most often many of them, not just one. Well, then do more than one. You can do it more than one time, right? Like your chances of doing the why did I eat check-in don't run out. So if you're like, I was bored, but I also want to connect with my spouse, go in there and look at both of them. Pick a resource from each one and listen to it. But it's the one that sounds the most strong, the one you feel in your spirit, the one that you're connecting in your heart as to why you either ate off plan, overate, ate before you were hungry, whatever. But pick one. You know what? If it's more than one, pick one and work on that one thing. And then when you get, whenever you get to the bottom of that, go work on the other thing. Remember, we're not trying to, we can't eat an elephant, but one bite at a time, y'all. You can only eat an elephant one bite at a time. So we've got to work on one problem at a time, one trigger at a time, one urge at a time, and get really good at it. And then we're just going to level up from there. Let's see. Let's see. I was wondering if there's a way to use the tool when I feel like eating something, though I think I'm not hungry, but need something else. Yeah, there are options in there, like that I was looking for a feeling or whatnot. So you can use that for sure. I'm scared of hunger. When I get hungry, I question if it's true hunger. Please help. Here's the thing, Anonymous. I don't know if you're new or not, but when in doubt, eat, because we are not trying to starve ourselves. Okay. When you get hungry, here's what I would do. A couple things I would do. If you are, questioning hunger, not sure if it's hunger or not, the best thing, our always best suggestion, is to use the on the clock method. Because a lot of times it could just be an urge. An urge feels urgent in the moment. So you want to get yourself a little bit of space from the urge. So the other reason that a lot of times you might be hungry or think you're hungry when you're really not is you're just thirsty. So if you've not had enough water, your body will send up a signal and say, hey, you, I'm really hungry. I mean, I'm really thirsty. And since you won't give me water, I know that a lot of food has water in it. So I'm just going to send up a hunger signal so you will give me water, basically. So the best tool we have in No BS is called On the Clock. So you want to drink water. You can drink like 8, 12, 16 ounces, whatever you decide of water. Then wait 10, 15 minutes and then check back in and say, am I hungry? Or was it just I was thirsty? Maybe it was just I needed to get away from the urge. If you're still hungry or you think you're still hungry, go ahead and eat because we are not about to starve ourselves. And the other thing is, if you're really not feeling a lot of hunger signals at all, you're gonna have to, you can go back to the No BS Weight Loss course. We talk about timed eating in there so that you can kind of turn your hunger signals back on. But that is very common. Like when in doubt, eat. When in doubt, eat. So, I mean, of course, if you just had lunch And then you're like, I'm hungry, whatnot. And you're like, I just ate 10 minutes ago. You're probably not hungry. I mean, you can kind of assume that. But if it's been a minute, you probably are hungry. You probably are hungry, and that's okay. But the on the clock is the best. That's the best way, just to get a little bit away from the urge, give yourself some water, see if that helps. If not, then maybe you are truly hungry. See, I got to get these bangs cut today because they're driving me in insane, insane, insane. Oh, this is good. Julie said, I have a hair in my mouth. Lord have mercy. I'm falling apart, y'all. I'm just falling apart. I'm wondering when is the best time to do the maintenance course. I'm close to my current goal. Do I wait until I'm done with weight loss? I would not. If you are 20, 25 pounds close to maintenance, I would go ahead and take the maintenance course 100%, because maintenance is like living into this new version of you. So you want to start working on those thoughts ahead of time if you can at all. And it's so nice to like get that last boost before you cross the finish line. And congratulations, Julie. Estelle said, when will the START program with you be offered again? I do not know. I don't know if and when or when it will be offered again. I'm taking my second group through. We just started this week. It will run through May 22nd. It is sold out. So I'm not taking any more right now. But, y'all will be the first to know if we decide to do it again. Y'all did sell it out pretty quick this time again. So there was that. Y'all sold it out at a quick pace. And I do. I've probably got 25 going back through it for a second time because they really did get so much benefit from it. So hopefully they'll let me. Corinne will let me do it again. Is this also an open coaching call or focused on questions? This is an ask me anything. So this is a Q&A. In the new member experience, the first 90 days, the new members had an opportunity to raise their hand and get coached. Typically on these calls though, in the first 90 days, they don't ask a lot of questions. So I just offer them to raise their hands and get coached. But on this call, they are usually questioning. So usually we fill up our whole time with questions on this call. Janet, I know I don't need to wait for motivation, but I can't seem to get myself going on any particular thing. I keep thinking I need to do everything and end up doing nothing. How do I just start? Pick one thing. You got to pick one thing, go all in, and it's going to feel weird. That's the other thing. I think that's what we discount, how weird that feels. Like, because in your brain, because what does it love? It loves to keep things the same. It loves safety and it loves to know what's going on. So let's say that you pick, I'm going to do the halftime method. I'm going to serve myself half at dinner for the whole week. That's what I'm going to do. And you're like, the decision is made. The decision is made. That's my tattoo right there. I've made the decision. The decision is made. I know what I'm doing. We're good. And then what is going to happen, Janet? Yeah, but you want to exercise too. Yeah, but you're not really consistent with your water yet. Yeah, but you keep going to the candy jar at work sometimes. Yeah, but I know all that. But I can't eat an elephant but one bite at a time. I'm going to work on one thing. I'm going to get good at that. It's like, it's fine. I know. I know. I'm going to get to you. I'm going to get to you, but I can't. I'm working on one thing at a time. And then your brain is going to keep pulling you. No, you need to do this. This is going to be better. You should do this. Why don't you do this, Janet? This might be easier. You know what? No. No, I have picked my lane. That's exactly what I'm going to do. That's exactly what I'm going to do right now. And your brain is going to keep in the back. Yeah, but Janet, yeah, but Janet, yeah. But you need to do, don't forget, you got to do this too. I know. It is that constant conversation that you have with yourself. Yeah, I know. And I'll figure it all out. But right now, this is what I'm working on. And that's kind of how it works. I'm new, returning member, so many different planners. What planner should I use? Where are they? Great question, Anonymous. Okay, when you're very first new, or if you don't really want to plan much, you have got the Quick Start Planner. We want you to use that at the very beginning of your journey with us. And a lot of members are still using that far into like way, way on down the line. Like they just love it. So what that is you just write down at the end of the day, what did you ate? What did you eat? Did you wait for hunger? Did you stop it enough? That is found in the No BS Weight Loss Course at the very top of the page. If you go to the website, No BS Weight Loss Course, it says Quick Start Guide on page 5 starts the Quick Start Planner. And then you can even use a sheet of paper. Like there's no magic in it. You know what I mean? Like there's no magic. And then in module 5 of the No BS Weight Loss Course, we introduce the planner. So you can go to module 5 of the No BS Weight Loss Course. Find the planner there. After your first 30 days of membership, you'll also see it under resources on the website. But we don't want everybody, because a lot of people just come in and try to find the planner right quick. We sort of keep it hidden because we don't want you to plan at the beginning. We want you to focus on the thing that gets you weight loss, which is doable hunger. Planning, following a plan. If you notice you're returning, we used to start, that was our headline. Start with planning. We don't do that anymore because what was happening was people would be like trying to make the perfect plan or the should plan or I need to plan this or I shouldn't be eating this and whatnot. Or they were having trouble following a plan. And then they would never get past that to doable hunger, which is where you're going to lose weight. So we want to make sure that you are losing weight. We want to get you into weight loss immediately in No BS by following doable hunger. So, that's what I want you to work on. Like, just one of those two planners is good. We have a regain planner in the regain course. So, if you're a regainer and you take the regain course, you can use the regain planner. If you're in maintenance, we have a maintenance planner for our maintenance people. So, if you're maintenance, you can use that. But our two main planners are the two that you're really going to work on the most, unless you're taking a course that includes a planner, is either the Quick Start Guide planner on page 5 of the Quick Start Guide or the main planner that you find in module 5 of the No BS Weight Loss course or under resources on the homepage. Let's see. I am struggling with whether I should eat breakfast each day. I'm coming off intermittent fasting. There are days where I'm hungry, but more often there are days where I'm not hungry. Should I eat breakfast? And can it be as simple as a hard-boiled egg? It 100% can. I don't eat breakfast. I'm not hungry. It is 11:30. I'm actually not hungry yet. I did eat half of a beef stick before this call because I knew I was going to get hungry, but then I ran out of time. I'm not hungry, but I knew I needed a little something because I got to come on here and be energized. I got to come on here and be energized for y'all. So I did eat half of a beef stick. Of a chomp stick, which by the way, I like to share my helpful tips and tricks. I love chomps, the chomps beef stick, but we went to Costco's and got the Kirkland beef stick. I'm just gonna tell you, this is so much better, in my opinion, than the chomps. And it tastes like a Slim Jim. If anybody ever loved a Slim Jim, this tastes more like a Slim Jim than the chomps. Just I'm not sponsored by Kirkland's. I'm telling y'all, it is a beef stick. No, not a beef stick. Beef stick. And it is so much better, I think, than chomps. I know, Sandy, they taste like a Slim Jim. I'm just going to, every time I bite into them, I look at the package because I'm like, this has got to be a Slim Jim. It's not. It's only 100 calories and 10 grams of protein. I mean, it's like, it's so good. You add it to your list. I just bought those this morning. Nancy, great minds think alike. Ain't that the truth? It tastes like a Slim Jim. All right. But yeah, if you, and I love that you said anonymous, we'll get back to breakfast. You know when you're hungry, right? You know when you're hungry because you're like, sometimes I am hungry, sometimes I'm not hungry. On the days that you feel hunger, eat. On the days that you don't feel hunger, don't eat. It's as simple as that. There, one day last week, I was hungry at 10 o'clock. I'm like, I'm never hungry at 10. I was hungry at 10. Then I got hungry for lunch, like at 1. And then I was hungry for dinner right at 5 o'clock. I was starving all day. I mean, there are days like that. I don't know why. I just go with the flow. I'm like, oh, it's just one of those days. It's just one of those days. So I don't know. Somebody said, what are these called? They're the Kirkland's grass-fed beef stick. From Costco's. Veronica, can you make yourself big again? I cannot. I'm the same size I've been. Yeah, some days are hungrier than others. That's exactly right. That's what I know. That's what's so good about doable hunger. Because like some days, and then on those days, I don't think anything's wrong with me. Like I was like, this is odd. I thought it was odd all day. Like that was my thought of the day. This is odd. I don't know why I'm so hungry today. Never did figure it out. I didn't like do extra hard. I mean, I go to Pilates, but like regular. I don't know what it was, but I mean, I kind of almost woke up hungry. And I was like, I don't know what's wrong with me. Nothing is wrong with me. It's just weird. So, oh, my screen share shrunk my video down. I'm back up big again because I'm not sharing my screen anymore, am I? No, I'm not sharing my screen anymore. Oh, how can I deal with getting frustrated with the scale? And making decisions based on that. I love that. So you're frustrated because of whatever you're thinking. I should have lost more. This isn't fair. It's going to take so long. It shouldn't be this hard. Whatever those thoughts are, those are the thoughts you want to take to ask coaches and work through. Because, or if you already know what they are before, like you don't want to work when you've got a shitty thought or a shitty feeling that you're working through, the best time to work through it is before it happens again. So you know this about yourself, Anonymous. I know for a fact when I get on a scale and the scale goes up or it doesn't spit out the number that I thought it should have spit out, I am going to feel frustrated because I'm going to be thinking these things. I know it's going to happen again. This is weight loss. Weight loss is not linear. There will be weeks that I'm going to be in a stall. There's going to be weeks that I do everything what I think is perfectly, and the scale might even go up. So you want to work on that now because you already know it's your pattern. You already, I mean, it's going to happen. That's life. So that's the kind of stuff you want to take to ask coaches. But here's the thing. Make sure you're keeping good data because a lot of times you can look at your data 90% of the time. If you're keeping track of your habits in some sort of either like I use HabitShare, free app on my phone. We've got the habit tracker inside the membership. Most of the time, you can look at that piece of paper before you even get on the scale and know what the scale is going to tell you. Now, there are times we need to empty our colon. There are times that we're inflamed for one reason or another. There are times like that we ate salty food the night before and the scale's going to be up. That's not going to be the case. However, the majority of the time, we're going to know what the scale is going to say. Because I'm just going to tell you, I answer emails all day long. All day long in Help Scout. I talk to people all the time. And I'll say, this is exactly what I tell them. They'll write to me. They'll say, my scale is not moving. I'm doing all the things, whatever. So the first thing I tell them, send me your data. What does the data tell you? This is what I get back more often than not. I'm doing pretty good with doable hunger. What does that mean? What does that mean? The one thing, oh Lord, I feel it coming on my soapbox. The one thing that you know affects weight loss is waiting for hunger and stopping at enough. That's the one thing. Not planning, not a planning streak, not following your plan 100% of the time. That is not what gets you weight loss. Exercise does not get you weight loss. None of it gets you weight loss. One thing gets you weight loss. Waiting for hunger, stopping at enough. If that, the one thing that is hinging on your weight loss is tracking, when did I eat when I wasn't hungry? When did I eat past enough? I would be tracking that because I know y'all been out there tracking macros for years, looking up every bite of food that went in your mouth. But we asking you to track, like, just did I wait for hunger? Did I stop at enough? It's the only thing you got to track. You don't have to measure. You don't have to count. You don't, nothing. But what happens is when you get in a stall, when the scale stops moving, immediately you can email me and I can diagnose the problem for you. I can tell you by just looking at it. Literally in 2 minutes flat, I can have the problem diagnosed, a plan out the door for you, and you can get right back into weight loss mode. If you don't give your, I don't tell my boss. Don't listen, don't tell my boss. I don't even care if you plan. At this point, I don't tell my boss I said that. But tracking, y'all write down, I ate when I was hungry. I stopped at enough. I don't ask for your plan. When you write to me and you're like, I'm not losing weight, I never say, what are you eating? I don't. My question is, how's doable hunger? That's what I want you to work on. That's what we've all, who is committed? Who is not tracking right now? Who is not tracking? Who, like on this call, give me an emoji of a thumbs up. Who is not tracking? Is everybody else tracking? I'm not planning or Holly, I want you tracking. Yeah, I'm not tracking. Me. Okay, here, listen, I'm going off on a tangent. Put in the chat why you're not tracking. Why are you not tracking your data? I've loved this. I've gone rogue. I've gone rogue, which happens from time to time. Late, you're not lazy. I can't remember to track lazy. I don't have a reason not. I forget to do it. Okay. I love it. You forget. You're not a tracker. Well, you need to be a tracker. I mean, here's the thing. I'm not a tracker. I wasn't a wife till I was. I mean, I didn't, Mike didn't ask me to marry and be like, well, I'm not a wife. Sorry. Well, let's have a baby. Nope, not a mom. Won't you go to college? Not a college student. You're not anything until you are. Come on, y'all. I didn't think it mattered. It's the most important thing. Tracking what data? Did I wait for hunger? Did I stop it enough? That is all I care about you tracking. Okay. Here's the thing. I have not worked it into my system. Penelope, ding, ding, ding. Penelope wins the prize. If I had a prize, Penelope would win it. And I'm going to tell you why. She did not say, I'm lazy, whatever. She has decided. Penelope already knows it's not a Penelope problem, it's a process problem. Nothing's wrong with Penelope. She just hasn't figured out how to work it in her system yet. Ding, 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 Penelope. There you go. It seems like a lot of work. Okay, Joyce, how much time do you think it's going to take? Literally. Okay, breakfast. Here, I'll do it right now. We'll do it together. Habit share. I have the Habit Share app. Habit share. Here is today. Today is Wednesday. Okay, waited for hunger at breakfast. You know what? I didn't because I ate. I did not. And I'm going to put a note. I had calls. So I did not wait. I'm going to save because I just added a note. Stop it enough at breakfast today. I did. Yay. I'm done. I did it while I'm at work with y'all on that habit tracking app. That's it. It's how long it takes. I just tracked my breakfast. If your weight loss is hinging on it, I'm just going to tell y'all, if you don't have time to give yourself 5 minutes to track a day to lose weight, we have got to look at your life. We have got to look at what is going on in your life. I know all of y'all spend more than 5 minutes a day scrolling Facebook, sitting on the freaking toilet, right? Scrolling TikTok, watching a show on TV. Waiting on your meeting to start. Like, we've got to find these pockets of time to take care of ourselves, y'all. Lord, I've gone off on a tangent. It's called Habit Share. If you look it up, I've also heard it's on Apple. It's on Apple. I'm on Apple. I've also heard it's on Android, still called Habit Share. And then it's a square with a check mark, a blue square. I know I am passionate, Elizabeth. I'm sorry. First of the month. I know. Listen, it is. Thank you. If everybody's waiting on the first of the month to start tracking, here's your sign. It's the first of the month. For all of you that said you're lazy, you're not lazy. Here's the thing. You are trying to create a habit that is not a habit. And here's what happened. You're like, okay, MJ has inspired me, right? She has inspired me, and I'm going to download the habit app. Habit tracking app. And then I'm going to fill it out and it is going to be amazeballs. Guess what's going to happen by dinner? Your brain is not going to say, hey, remember you said You're gonna track today? You thought about it at, 10:32 Central time this morning. You were fired up. Remember at 10:32 Central, you were like, I'm all in, MJ. I'm gonna track. Don't forget, it's 6 o'clock at night. Your boss has been an ass all day. Your kid is sick. Your dog threw up. Don't forget to track. It's not gonna do that. You've got to insert it into your life. You've got to set reminders on your phone. You have got to put sticky notes in your car, in your kitchen, write in red lipstick, on your bathroom mirror, whatever it is. Track. Y'all brush your teeth, put a note there, habit stack. If you brush your teeth in the morning, write down, like you've got your phone with you when you were in the bathroom brushing your teeth. Put a note in the bathroom. On your toothbrush, so that you remember, like, oh shoot, I need to track from yesterday. Habit stack it with something. I make my coffee every night. That's how I would put it by my coffee pot. A note that said, don't forget to track for today. Because even if I've been drinking, I go make my coffee. I don't even care what's going on. I make my coffee at night for the next day. That's one thing I do without fail. I might not wash my face every time, but I do make that damn coffee. So find a place that you're already doing something and remind yourself to do it. It's not a you problem. It never was. You just haven't developed the habit yet. It's the only thing. Nothing is wrong with you. It's nothing. You are perfect just like you are. You just don't have a great process. It's the only thing that's happened. Let's see. And you can add people for accountability. Yes, on that one. Oh, Holly said, I just realized that the abbreviation for after supper snack is ass. True that. I use this called Habit Share, and it's a blue square with a check mark in it. Yeah. Oh, that's really good. Deanne said, Habit Share allows you to share your tracking with friends. External accountability. When one of us remembers to do it, we all follow suit as we get a notification. It's fabulous. For all of y'all that do not track and have a hard time, go into Facebook today and say, hey, I was on MJ's call. She challenged us to get the Habit Share app. Who wants to share habits with me and be my habit share accountability partner? Y'all, you got thousands of women inside that membership that's like, I don't track either. I would love a partner. Damn, this is gonna be amazing. Use this community of women. We got strong, you got a whole group of women who want to lose weight and remember to track. I mean, damn, that's amazing. Y'all all heading towards the same goal, and y'all can use each other. That's what we're here for, to lift each other up and to support each other and then remind each other. I love that. Carissa, Lori, hook each other up. Y'all hook up together. Carissa wants the she wants some help. So does Lori, y'all hook up together. All right. Oh, I went so far off topic. We were talking about the scale. If y'all get in your Wayback Time Machine and you remember we were talking about the scale, that is what stuck a quarter up my butt. And then we've gone down a rabbit hole. That's what happens. That's how I go. For all of you who are new here on that 90-day Q&A, you got a very subdued MJ because y'all were not very talky. Now you know my real personality has shown through. I am loud and fast. And I'm very passionate about y'all specifically. I think I'm more passionate about y'all than my own kids sometimes. Did y'all never say quarter? Somebody stuck a quarter up your butt, like a jukebox, whatever. Oh, I love you too, Annette. Oh, hey, Jim, Darlene, I love you. All right. So the scale. I want you to take all of those thoughts that you already know you have about the scale over to Ask Coaches. And list them all out. and let them work on like a level up thought that you can have the next time you get on the scale and it does not perform in the way that you thought it should perform. Do that. Checking in again from last 2 weeks. My Fitbit timer has been fabulous at helping me pause. I love that. See, she's got a process. This week, I'm implementing it into my after work eat habit. I set it when I park my car for 20 minutes and ask myself what I'm needing today. My question this week, I have not seen a loss on the scale from the past 2 weeks of practicing pause plus permission. How long should I continue before I look at other ideas? Where are you still overeating? If you've not lost weight in 2 weeks, there is overeating somewhere. And we have to figure out where that is. So you can email me or go to Ask Coaches and we'll have a conversation about it, Melissa, because I want to get to the bottom of that with you. Kelly said, I finally lost weight on Zepbound and in maintenance range, but I'm finding people who notice and haven't lost weight. Coworkers and yesterday the nurse at the doctor's office feel like they have to explain to me that they just can't do it. But that's on them, not you, right? If they ask how I did it, I've been honest that I took the meds, but I still feel a little awkward, like they want something from me to comfort them. If it was a compliment, I could say thanks and move on. Well, so here's the thing. They said, how did you do it? I actually took Zepbound, you know, and that's it. That's the end of the conversation. They're looking for comfort, but that's not on you. Like you, that we don't know what they're looking for because they haven't really said, I'm looking for comfort. You're like reading into it. Maybe you feel bad because they were like, girl, you've lost weight. I wish I could. I hadn't had any success at weight loss. That is their thoughts about their own personal weight loss. It is not on you to fix that for them. You could say something like, I'm sure you'll figure it out. You know, I couldn't didn't figure it out till I did. And then this is good too about like, you know, it's coming. This is a good pre-plan thing. Like when I was cutting back on my drinking and stuff, I planned things to say before I would go out with my friends who knew I drank all the time. Because if one night I happened not to drink, what would they say? Something wrong? You mad? You not feeling good? Are you quitting? What's like, because they would have all these questions. So I always, before I would even, but like whenever I decided to change my relationship with alcohol, sat down and made a list of all the things I was going to say. Made it a lot easier and didn't feel like I was on the fly. So the same thing here. When somebody notices your weight loss, you're like, here's the list of things that I'm going to say about my weight loss. When they say, because you already know what they're going to say. All of this, y'all, comes down to we know what's going to come up. We can plan for those things because we already know this has been happening. You lost weight. Other people have not been successful and you know, you want to tell them. And I always found out with no BS too, like people are always looking for whenever I used to say like what I was doing to lose weight, they would be like, what? They were like, I want the plan. Tell me the macros. How many calories? I'm like, just eat when you're hungry, stop it enough. Like it's crazy. And people were like, no, I want the formula, like the complicated math formula to weight loss. I'm like, it's not. No complicated formula to weight loss. I'm attempting to design a basic weekly plan for utilizing the replay without becoming so overwhelmed. I already listen to Corinne 365 daily. I'd like to listen to the replays, but I tend to feel like Lucille Ball on the candy factory line. More fudge just keeps coming. Read the descriptions, see which ones apply, and don't listen to the rest. Easy as that. I write all those descriptions too. So if it's like, if it's about sex and body image, you feel like you got a good body image, skip over it. I mean, I'm gonna be honest. If I was the two things I would listen to every week, like without fail, would be this call. I mean, I know I'm biased, but I do feel like this adds a lot of value to people. And it kind of a midweek check-in. Like I don't know. I would listen to this call. And then the Sunday call with Corinne to get some really good coaching. Those are the two calls. And then I would look at like, just look at a couple other, like maybe you love Kathy and that's your jam. And you're like, I know I got nervous system issues. I would never miss a Kathy call. And then if you've got time for other ones, that's great. But if you don't, then that's fine too. If you're a binger, I would never miss a binge call. Those are once a month. So you know, that's exactly what I would do. Like pick the ones that are most important to you. first. Put those into your listening rotation. And then keep going down the line. When your listening rotation time is full, leave the rest. We say the same things over and over again, y'all. Definitely this call on Sundays. Well, thank you so much. Lizzie's maintenance. Yep, Lizzie's maintenance call's good. Like we have a GLP-1 and medical weight loss call. If you've not had medical weight loss and you are not interested in a GLP-1, don't listen to it. Yeah, you can listen to most of all the calls and get something out of every single one. You can. I did not have time when I was a member. I did what I'm telling you to do. I never missed a Sunday call. I would sit down at my account like, and I could never go live. So at the beginning of either every month when the calendar would come out, this is how I listened. If anybody's interested in when I was back in the day when I was an OBS member, I'm always an OBS. I'm still an OBS member, but you know what I mean. And I was losing my weight. I went to one call live a month. So I would look at my calendar and I would calendar in a live call. Usually it was trying to get to a Sunday call, but I had a hard time getting to Sunday calls because I had three. That was like the one day that we could all like catch up. That was the only day my husband was off. It was a family day. And then we went to church. So it was hard for me to do Sundays, but I did when I could. But I would always pick one call during the month to attend live. And then I did exactly what I'm telling you to do. Like there was a couple calls a week that I just didn't miss the replays of. I always listened to. And then we used to do this thing. It was called office hours. If you don't remember office hours, if you've been here for a while, every Tuesday a coach would get on a call. That's usually the one I would attend. I think it was every Tuesday, and it was like an hour and a half every Tuesday. And the coach would just come in, and people would just come raise their hand and get coached. And that was the one I usually would go to live once a month because it was in the evenings and I could go. And then I would have an opportunity to get coached if I needed to. So that's the one that I used to always go to. Let's see. I feel like every day I fall apart at dinner, and if not dinner, dessert. Last night was so bored at work, couldn't wait to get home. And then my husband pissed me off. Didn't even think about the things and went full in. Also, I find I have urges for sweets in the boredom of the afternoon. Don't give in to them. And then I bust totally loose when I get home. I'm just constant and not getting anywhere. Have you taken the nighttime eating course? Because there's so many reasons that we eat at night. One reason is we over diet. If you come in hot on the nighttime and you've been busy at meetings and you've been skipping meals and you've been good all day and you come in over hungry at night, that will create nighttime overeating. So the first thing you always want to do is to make sure that you are eating enough during the day. Like that's the first culprit to work on because that's the easiest one. Like if you're under eating during the day, that's the easiest cleanup there is. Because you go ahead and start eating during the day. The second thing I want you to do is, kind of set up your environment, okay? Because I'm doing started again this week with my group that I'm taking through. And week one is about start with simple wins first. And one is clean up your environment. Those things that you typically go to at night, put them away. I'm all about let's make it easy on ourselves. Now, does that solve the emotional reason that you're eating? 100%, it does not solve that emotional eating reason. However, it gives you an opportunity to have a conversation about it. Okay. So when you put those things away up somewhere, the ones you know you typically are going to grab, but I'd put sweets behind my KitchenAid mixer. It would be so hard for me to get to the sweets if I know that's what I'm grabbing. I would have to be able to pull down my heavy ass KitchenAid mixer in order to get to the sweets. That's what I'd have to do. I'd make it that way. So you want to make it difficult to get to give yourself some space to ask yourself, what am I looking for? I'm up here looking for sweets. I'm not hungry. What do I think they're going to give me? What am I really looking for? What feeling am I actually looking for? That's what you want to do. So those are the two things I would work on. And I would take the nighttime eating course. I'm just telling you, it's so good. And on that page, you can also sign up for text messages. So I had just redone that. a few when the new members went through nighttime eating. And so whenever I like usually whenever we release the course, I sign up for those nighttime texts again. So I'm getting the text as they're getting the text. And so I would 100% recommend that you do that. Let me see. I'm working on shifting my thinking this week. I weigh the same as I did at the start of the year, but my body has changed and I'm wearing a smaller size. All right, girly. After 35 plus years of dieting, that's hard for me to fully process. Oh, I know you, Whitney Awesome Brown. I remember you named yourself that. That's such a great thing to do for yourself. I know I've gained muscle and that my goals are about strength and body composition, not just the scale, but I'm still about 11 pounds from maintenance and I feel stuck between two thoughts. I'm so close, yet I also really love how I look and feel in this smaller size. Okay. Well, do you know why? There's a couple questions, and I want you to either email me or go to Ask Coaches, either one, so we can work through this. If you're not losing weight, you are still overeating somewhere. If you already know where that is coming from, if you already know where it is, you already know, like, I know I am grabbing here and I know I'm doing this and I know I'm doing that. When you're getting close to maintenance, like you're 11 pounds from maintenance, I want you to, and you love the way you look right now. The best question to find out if you're done or not is say, I know these things are keeping me from maintenance. I know if I cleaned up these overeats, I could get there. Am I willing to do those things for the rest of my life? What would I have to change, give up, tweak in order to lose that 11 pounds? Am I willing to do that for the rest of my life? If you are, then let's go all in and work on them. If you're like, you know what? I like those things. I want to, that's the relationship that I want to have with my body and myself and my food and my alcohol, whatever it is. Then we can work on loving yourself where you are. And maybe you can say you're in maintenance right now. But that is where you want to start. But you can email me or go to Ask Coaches. That would be great. And then we can work through it. On choir practice tonight, on pr choir practice night, I usually eat something at home before between 5:30 and 6, and practice is from 7 and 9. Then some of us go to Brick. Some wait until then to eat and get pizza or salad. I'll get a beer. I have just been getting a beer, but the last two times my brain decided I was hungry. I got a small pizza, gluten-free crust, and last week, and a salad last night. I only ate part of each. I don't know if this is peer pressure, slight hunger, or something else. I feel guilt. Don't feel guilty. Don't feel guilty. So here's what I want you to do. Next time, if you think, just decide. Are you going to eat next week or not? Let's go ahead and decide. And then maybe you decide next week. Let's just see. Maybe you eat a small snack before you go to choir practice and then go to Bricks. Let's just see what happens. I mean, let's put on that lab coat and experiment a little bit. Nothing's gone wrong. Nothing's gone wrong. Just try that and see. Just eat a little snack before you go to choir practice next week and then see what happens. I track like a mad woman, but I do struggle with stopping at enough. You know, figuring out that enough and full. Yes, Dorena, do the halftime method. That's the easiest way, honest to goodness, to figure out what enough is. Serve yourself half, then eat half, wait like 10, 15 minutes. If you're still hungry, eat half of the half and kind of sneak up on it that way. And the other part of it is too, if you eat half, like let's you eat half and you're like, I don't know, maybe that is enough. And you stop. You're like, I think I'm gonna stop this time. I'm good. I'm all good. I'm gonna stop this time. You stop and you're wrong. And in an hour you're hungry. That's the worst case scenario. Then you just eat again. I mean, that's the literal worst thing that's gonna happen is you get hungry soon. I mean, in the scheme of life, we are surrounded by food. We're surrounded by food. I'm in my kitchen's right there. We're always, if we're driving, we're close to a gas station, we're close to a grocery store, we're close to a fast food place. Food is all around. The worst thing that happens is we just get hungry again, and that's okay. Let's see. I struggle so much with hunger signals. I generally get hangry before I notice hunger, and then after a few bites, the hangry goes away, but stopping then just feels restrictive. What can I look for other than the usual hunger signs? Okay, everybody in the chat will crowdsource. What are some of your hunger cues besides physical, like a stomach growl? For me, I get antsy. I can't sit still. That's me, one of them. Every once in a while, I'll even get like a dull headache. So I like that is physical, but you know, whatever. I have trouble staying focused. Like I want to task shift a lot is what I also notice. Lose focus, start to fidget, get distracted, and start doing something else. Yawning. Alicia, you know what? I do that too. That's a good one. Easily distracted, fidgeting. I get mean. Well, I think she's looking for before mean, Jane. Look at the clock a lot. I get slow and sluggish. Stomach feels acidic. That's a good one. So maybe some of those resonate with you, Suzanne. And then this that kind of stuff, Suzanne. I'm not picking on you, but like you've got again, like with that habit share, you've got thousands of women in that Facebook group that are either working on figuring out doable hunger, like stop how to stop it enough, how to wait for hunger, how to get their water in, or have already figured it out. When you've got questions like I'm struggling getting my water in, how do y'all get your water in? Like go in there, people will flood your comments and give you all kinds of good suggestions. Or I want a habit track and I keep forgetting. How do you remind yourself to track? You'll get flooded with ideas and information. And so like don't be afraid to use the community like that. Like we can crowdsource because you've got women who have already figured it out. Habit Share doesn't seem to have a place to track food intake. Well, it's not going to track your intake. Like it's just tracking your habit. So did you wait for hunger? Did you stop it enough? But it's not going to be like, I ate 2 cups of chicken because we don't care about that anyway. We just want to know, did I wait for hunger? Did I stop it enough? This is tracking. This is not planning. That app is not for planning. It's for tracking. Say sometimes I wake up hungry and craving sugar. I know I'm probably low on sugar. Does this count as hungry? Yeah, if you're hungry, just try and see. And if you've got blood sugar issues, that 100% could be. For planning, somebody said for planning, you can use a sheet of paper. You can use our planner inside the membership. There are a lot of like, planning planners. I would put that in the, I would even put that in Facebook. What are y'all using to plan? And then they'll tell you. Let's see. Can you put a photo of habit share screen in Facebook? Would help us just to copy someone and then customize. Yeah. I mean, I just type in ate when hungry breakfast, stopped at enough breakfast, ate when hungry. Lunch stopped at enough. I go all the way, and then I even do snacks. I track days without alcohol, so I put alcohol just as alcohol, and then I give myself a check mark if I don't drink that day, and then I track if I wash my face because that's another habit I'm trying to create. And then I used to track vitamins because I was trying to remember to take my vitamins, but now I'm good with it now. But yeah, if anybody else wants to share theirs, they 100% can. How do you keep the coffee hot through the night? Oh, when I make my coffee, it's a coffee pot on a timer. It turns on at 5 a.m. So then that's what gets me out of bed. I love it. I don't love a Keurig. I mean, I do love a Keurig, but what gets me out of bed is I smell that coffee. Like that's what lets me know it's time to get up. So it turns on at 5, like 5:15. It's ready like at 5:30, and then I smell it in my bed, and that's my alarm clock. It's a lovely way to wake up. It's a lovely way to wake up. I love tracking on the paper habit tracker using colored pencils, but I don't get what to do with the info. Oh, Sandy, I'll tell you exactly what to do with the info. So if you're losing weight at a good clip, you might just be collecting data right now, but there will come a time that you will become on a stall. Because we have normal human bodies and all human bodies go through a stall. So you're going to want to make sure that you have that data so that you can send it to me or the coaches if you happen to find yourself in a stall and we can diagnose the issue. The other thing you can use with that data is Kathy Hartman. I'm going to tell all Kathy Hartman's mess now. So she was noticing, like, this has been several years ago. So this is not recent. This is several years ago. She sent me a Marco Polo and she was talking about how her weight was going up a little bit. And she had looked back at her tracker and she noticed every Monday or something, she was having an off-plan beer, like a drink, whatnot, like every week. And she went back and looked at her calendar, and it was a stressful day on Mondays or whatever. Maybe it was Tuesdays. I don't remember what day of the week it was. Anyway, she looked back, and that's when she had all of her big meetings and all of her stress. So then she was able to figure out, like, diagnose, because she was like, it always seems to be on a Monday. And I was like, what is going on here? And then she was able to get curious and figure it out. So that's the other way that you can use it. Yeah, now that we're, I think I just answered that, Holly. Now that we're all gonna track and use habit share, what do we do with the information? You're gonna look for patterns. For all of you who don't lose weight or want to lose weight faster or whatnot, you look and you say, like, are there any specific times that, like, if you track waited for hunger at dinner and stopped it enough at dinner, and every single night it's red at dinner, or every Thursday night it's red at dinner, then you can go back and diagnose and be like, why didn't I, what am I struggling with on Thursdays? Why am I able to stop at dinner the rest of the week, but not on Thursdays? That's how you use the data. Let's see. And then I answered that over there. Oh, I answered a lot, Whitney. You lost product, whatever, and I even gave you homework. So go back and listen to the replay. Yes. Is there not any over drinking calls anymore? Yes. So we do have a nighttime eating and drinking call that we do, and it's about food and alcohol. It's both. So you can come to that. Yeah, we don't do transcripts anymore, Rachel. I'm sorry. How specifically do I email you? So there are three ways to email me. Our email address is support@pnptribe.com. The blue question mark on the bottom of any page of our website, nobswomen.com, gets you to support. You just type in your question. We know who it came from, and then just put you want to talk to me, or just reply to any email we've ever sent you. That will get to me. And just put attention MJ. I've told support knows I answer all of my own emails. They have said if they're softball ones or they're just looking for something, do you want us to answer them? No, I don't. I will answer y'all. It is me. It is I. It is I that answers the emails. So they know always to give them to me. I am available to y'all whenever you need me. Now, I do take days off, though. I do take days off. So if you don't hear from me, that's why. But I do answer my emails. I'll tell you that. Kristen said, if you repetitively have several meal times where it is the same food, is it important to write it every single day on your 24-hour plan? No, some people even write, like, for me, I don't really write a daily 24-hour plan anymore. I have a weekly 24-hour plan because we food prep on Sunday. I cook. I don't eat it. I eat whatever's in there. It's whatever I've got. I eat a sandwich every day for lunch in some form or fashion. I either eat it on a bagel thin or a seaweed wrap, and then I have chips. So that's there. And that's my weekly plan. Like, that's what I eat every day for lunch. And then dinner is whatever is prepped. So you can do that as well. It doesn't have to be, doesn't have to, you know, be that specific. Oh, thank you, Darlene. April the 7th is the next overeating and drinking call with Lizzie. Thank you. Lord, Darlene, look at you being my secretary today. I'm really good at knowing when I'm full. I will stop how much ever is left on the plate and have the rest later or another day. I do fancy something sweet or simple carbs after the main meal, though, a lot of the time. Sometimes I think it's fine to have a bit more food and that this way I won't get hungry again quickly. Should I decide on this or plan? I would plan it, number one. Number two, just eat a couple bites less of your dinner and cap it off with a delicious chocolate. That's it. Just have a couple bites less and then have your sweet. I literally ate two squares of dark chocolate every single day the whole time I lost weight. And then I've gotten out of the habit of it. I still have the dark chocolate here, though. What have you done to get your face so young? Girl, it is Botox and filler. This is my face is brought to you by Pennington Med Spa in Rock Hill, South Carolina. And I will also say this. My mom used to always tell me, you're gonna look young until you look old because I don't have any pores in my face. I have the driest skin of anybody on the planet. I use nighttime cream, always have on my face. And so, like, I'm gonna, she says, I'm gonna get wrinkly, wrinkledy. Yeah. So, yes, it ain't my real face. I mean, it is my real face. I paid for it, you know, Botox and filler. There's that. Carolyn said, how did you stop the two piece of chocolate? I just forgot about it. Here's what happens, Carolyn. When you give yourself permission to have it every single day and you eat it every single day, it loses its sexiness. It loses its luster. When it's not off limits and you can have it whenever you want to and you plan it, then you get to decide if you still want it or not. Oh, Holly, I love my wrinkles because not everyone has the opportunity to get them. Oh, castor. I use oil on my face at night too. MJ, so even if I have drastically reduced my food and only eat a small plate, should I try the halftime method? I already get so many comments on how low light. Yeah, I would try it and see. Because here's the thing, your halftime method doesn't mean you eat half. Halftime method means I eat half, I pause for 10 minutes, and if I want more, I get more. It does not mean you only eat half. And you may find out that doing a halftime method, I'm eating exactly the right amount. That's, whatever. When you eat something so repetitive like your lunch, do you still have to concentrate on stopping at enough? I do because I sometimes still throw bites away at lunch. Where are my earrings from? Mexico. When I went with my friends not long ago, when we went to Puerto Vallarta in January, from a little boutique on the side of the road in Mexico. So, and then I know I got these with them, and then my accountability partner sent me this for my birthday this year. I'm just full of accountability partner things. All right, y'all. I wish it lost its luster for me. Well, ain't nothing wrong with having a couple pieces of dark chocolate every day, Elena. We ain't all going, and the wheels ain't gonna fall off because we did that. All right, y'all. Have a good rest of your day. And I will see y'all later. Go use the why did I eat? Go use that. All righty. Bye, y'all.